Nuns are people who, when asked about what religion they identify as, would answer none or nothing in particular. According to the General Social Survey about Religious Identification, nuns now make up 23.1% of the United States population, which is about equal to the percentage of evangelicals, who make up 22.5%. Dr. Ryan Burge, instructor of political science at Eastern Illinois University, tweeted out a graph showing the growth of the nuns last month, and his tweet went viral.
If you're a non-religious person, it appeals to you greatly because it's the first time in history that we can say that the nuns are the same size as any, as the largest religious group in America. I mean, America is no longer dominated by evangelicals anymore.
Burge, who studies religion data, said nuns have the potential to continue their unprecedented growth.
In 3 to 5 years, the nuns might be the statistically largest group in America. But they're not the largest group in the fact that, the groups are broken out. Catholics, mainline Protestants, black Protestants, evangelical Protestants. They're still a large portion of America if you add all the Christian groups together. But the nuns would be the largest specific subgroup. They'd be larger than evangelicals and larger than Catholics in probably 3 to 5 years.
St. John Sanders, a student at Missouri State University who fits the description of a nun, was not surprised by the data.
It's interesting that to kind of see this group that I'm ostensibly a part of grow. It's sort of like, even within this group, we're going to have different differences, just as like within any religious affiliation, there's going to be differences in understanding of worldviews. And I think it's both good, and I think it's going to, be its own thing later on down the line.
Although nuns continue to grow steadily nationwide, their numbers here in the Ozarks are significantly lower than the national percentage. Dr. John Schmaltzbauer teaches religion at Missouri State University.
The nuns are, I think, a smaller percentage of people in this area. It's a little closer to between 10 and 15%.
But Schmaltzbauer says there is an interesting history for nuns in the Ozarks, dating way back to 1880. That's when a town was founded by a man named George Walser. Its main premise was to be non-religious.
The town of Liberal, Missouri was originally founded by freethinkers. They were also interested in temperance, so they didn't like alcohol or organized religion. This is kind of a combination you wouldn't see today very often. They named the streets after famous secular skeptical thinkers. So there's a Darwin, there's an Ingersoll on the street map there, and the town's not like that at all today. You visit there and there's a Baptist church and so forth, but in its heyday, it was kind of the epicenter in the Ozarks for people with no religion, religious nuns.
The General Social Survey is released every 2 years. For KSMU News, I'm Terry Chapman.